Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Neighbor, when you're looking for a wheat variety that can do it all, take a look at Showdown from OK Genetics. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability, and it responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. A big part of its pedigree is Jagger, and it offers Hessian fly resistance similar to Duster. Showdown can work well across much of the Southern Plains. Learn more about Showdown by heading to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com. Certified wheat seed producers more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva. They've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral. All out of the OSU wheat breeding program. And now, specially priced at $8.75 a bushel till September 10th. Give them a call, 580-748-0901. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, one of the most fun times in the state of Oklahoma, and our own Stevie White caught up with Michaela Halverson, Agritourism Coordinator for the Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry, to talk about all the fun and exciting ways to explore agritourism in Oklahoma this fall.
Oh, man, all kinds of things. It's going to be a busy season, but we always love to share about our pumpkin patches and mazes. These are some of the best fall activities in our state. We have 44 different pumpkin patches and mazes that are spread across our state. So you can find one within an hour or two from you and check those out. These are a really great place to take the whole family and enjoy the hay rides, run through the corn maze, play on all of the games and the activities, and really enjoy a Saturday out at the pumpkin patch.
Not only are you going to see lots of great pumpkins, but there's other fun things to enjoy as well.
A lot of them even have animals, livestock that you can interact with, pets and play with, specifically some alpacas or pigs or bunny rabbits, horses. Some even have pony rides. So if you're wanting to interact with some animals, the pumpkin patches and mazes are also going to have those activities as well. Some of them have food, different food items that you can try, live music or cookouts. Really, it just depends on each individual venue and the different activities they have.
The website for both producers and consumers is oklahomaagritourism.com. You can check out all the pumpkin patches, U-Pick farms, wineries, horseback riding, and more. To hear the complete conversation between Stevie and Michaela, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. Take a look at the latest Oklahoma drought monitors showing some worsening conditions across the state. According to the latest report, exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged from this year. Extreme drought, though, has increased to 5.31%, which is up from last week's 4.56. Severe drought or worse also increasing to 18.44%, up from last week's 17.52. Moderate drought or worse also increasing to 48.22%, up from last week's 47.55. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions is also unchanged this week at 74.36. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, most of Oklahoma around that 60 to 70% chance of rain through September the 14th. Western half of the panhandle and the southeast corner, they have about a 40 to 50% chance of rain. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.